From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, Laboring to Produce Fully Mature Christians. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. Here we find Paul's summary of the gospel ministry, where he says of Christ, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The essence of Paul's ministry was setting forth Christ. Dr. Cairns has been explaining the components of Paul's method. The first and most important element is preaching, the public proclaiming of God's word. It is not enough for a preacher merely to go through a number of scripture texts in an intellectual manner. A true minister of the gospel must come to his people with a message from God. A true preaching ministry also includes warning, which sometimes brings encouragement, sometimes rebuke. Then there is teaching, with a special emphasis on the individual. As Dr. Cairns will declare, there is no spiritual elite in the Church of Jesus Christ. Before Dr. Cairns returns to this message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Change of Name. The text is found in Hosea chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Balaam out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. That day has come. We view our God no more as Baal, our tyrant lord and mighty master, for we are not under law, but under grace. We now think of Jehovah, our God, as our Ishi, our beloved husband, our Lord in love, our next of kin in bonds of sacred relationship. We do not reverence him less, but we love him more. We do not serve him less obediently, but we serve him for a higher and more endearing reason. We no longer tremble under his lash, but rejoice in his love. The slave is changed into a child, and the task into a pleasure. Is it so with thee, my dear friend? Has grace cast out slavish fear and implanted filial love? How happy are we in such an experience! Now we call the Lord's day a delight, and worship is never weariness. Prayer is now a privilege, and praise is a holiday. To obey is heaven. To give to the cause of God is a banquet. Thus have all things become new. Our mouth is filled with singing, and our heart with music. Blessed be our heavenly Ishi, forever and forever.
Amen.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
the method is the next thing he emphasizes also in verse 28. And you'll notice he says, whom we preach, warning every man. So he's preaching, he's warning, teaching every man in all wisdom. Three terms here, preaching. I think that you'll see immediately, and some of you with good memories will recall this, that when I was dealing with verse 25, I referenced this portion because this is how Paul acted as God's steward among the people. Preaching is proclaiming. And generally it has the idea of publicly proclaiming. In other words, he was describing himself as one who was coming as a man with a message from God. Now let me stop there, because this is the heart of Reformed Protestantism. This is the heart of the Protestant service. This is the heart of the Protestant worship. There is a place for music. And remember, it was the Protestant reformers who brought to the congregation, or should I say, brought back to the congregation, the participation in the music. They were no longer spectators. They were worshippers as they sang the great and glorious hymns of the faith. There's a place for music. There's a place where we can sit down, perhaps in a church building or perhaps out of a church building, and discuss some passage of Scripture or some issue in the light of the passages of Scripture. Perhaps in some issues there is a place for dialogue. But when it comes to the main heart working of the Church of Jesus Christ, Paul emphasizes preaching, proclaiming. Now here I've got to be careful, because this opens up a very big area that I feel very strongly about. I'm going to sound critical. I'm not wanting to be critical, but I am going to sound the note. And our seminary had better sit up and take notice as well as the rest. There is this strange notion nowadays that there's only one way to preach, and this is the Reformed way. God save us from this sort of stupidity. That we've got to start in Genesis in the morning and maybe Matthew in the evening, and we've got to do a chapter and just go through almost liturgically by some calendar. And that preaching is the ability to parse the Hebrew and the Greek and analyze the structure of the passage and give the people all the bones of how this is written. And when we have done that, we have given them all that we need to give them. And that will be the death of a church, as far as it being a vibrant witness for Christ. I've even heard preachers criticize the great prince of preachers, Spurgeon. He was not expository. Spurgeon did more expositing, if I may coin the phrase. Well, I didn't coin it. I've used a phrase, or a word, should I say, that really doesn't exist. He did more expounding before his breakfast than these preachers have done in their lifetime. What I'm saying is this. There is a place for the preacher to know all the technicalities. But what the world is crying out for, and what the church is crying out for, is for a man to come with a message from God. A message, not a sermon. Not some little skeleton where people are going to choke on the fish bones of that skeleton. But a message from God that will move the heart, will storm the battlements of the will, will instruct the intellect, and will demand of God's people, through a sight of Christ, a total devotion to Him. Proclaiming with authority the word of the Lord. That's how Paul set about producing fully mature Christians. I'll tell you something. That has more effectiveness than all the little so-called practical methods. It has more effectiveness than even all the counseling that can be done. I was interested when I was reading some of the statements of the late Martin Lloyd-Jones, that he found exactly what I had found, and I was glad that he was saying the very same thing. He said there were times when people made appointments to come and see him, and when they got there they said to him, "Dr. Lloyd-Jones, I'm here out of courtesy because I made an appointment to see you and I felt I had to keep it, but I really don't need to be here. Since I made the appointment, I've been listening to the messages, and God has already met the need and answered the question." Doesn't always happen that way, but I'll tell you, that happens more often than you would imagine. Because this is God's ordained way. It's the most important thing. The proclamation. He says, "I preach." That's what produces strong Christians. Then he says, there's a warning. Now the word warning here is a word that I've already drawn your attention to in an earlier study as I cross-referenced to this verse. It's a word that means admonishing. But the idea is training a person or training a child. The idea in the training here is not training by chastening, not training by action. We all know what that means. When you had to bend over. I remember our gym teacher in our school was a very good trainer. And he always kept what you would call a tennis shoe. We called them gutties. How they ever got that name, I have no idea. Plimsolls are gutties. But anyway, he kept one of those. And when you bent over and you had only a pair of running shorts on, there wasn't much to protect you. He applied that to the seat of learning. And I can tell you, that was training by action. And you learned pretty quickly, or you didn't sit down for a week. This is not that kind of training. This is training by word. And the word may be a word of encouragement. It may be a word of rebuke. It may be a word of instruction. And we all need all of those things at times. Here he's talking about training by word. When you get into the gospel, how much there is to encourage you. You come to church this morning, your heart's down, your heart's heavy. The outlook's bleak and black. Satan's firing his darts at you, and you feel isolated and alone. You wonder what's going to happen next. Where am I going to turn? How can I ever get through? My life's in vain. I've tried. I've failed. You know the thoughts. You've been there and you'll be there again. You need a word of encouragement. What greater encouragement can you get than when you get into the gospel? And you see Christ and you're told that in Him you stand complete. In Him you have all the fullness that the mighty wisdom and power of God could ever devise for God's people. In Him you stand possessed of every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. That God chose you from eternity and He'll keep you unto eternity. And in between He promises that He will guide you and keep you and bless you and love you unerringly and unflinchingly. What an encouragement to know that God is your Father, Christ is your Redeemer, the Spirit is your blessed Paraclete, the Bible is your chart and compass and the road to eternity, heaven is your home, and you're sealed by the Holy Ghost unto the day of redemption. What an encouragement it is. He loves me still. And it will never change. What an encouragement when you feel you've tried and you've failed, and you say, "What use is my service? The Lord will not be unmindful of any labor of love. What an encouragement when you get to see Christ in the gospel and you realize that the Lord takes even the poorest, the weakest effort to serve Him and worship Him, and He clothes that effort with all the merit of Jesus Christ, so that what you say or do for God is gathered up by the Savior, covered by His righteous merit, and presented before the throne as something worthy of the name of your God. What an encouragement. Oh, we need it, don't we? But there are times when we need the warning that there are serious issues at stake, that there are serious consequences for every corruption of or departure from the gospel. There's a warning. Perhaps there are Christians here this morning and you've been hanging loose to the things of God and holding too tightly to the things of the world, and perhaps you need the word of warning today. There are serious consequences involved in that. And Paul raises that warning. There is the need of admonishing, close to warning. Not in the Greek text here, but in the English word admonishing, there is, in its etymology, the idea of a threat. Admonishing. What is he saying? In context here, with heresy swirling around them and corruptors of the gospel trying to get in to keep them back from Christ, he's saying to them, I am calling on you to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. I'm calling for a policy of zero tolerance toward corruptors of the gospel. I am admonishing you. That's what Paul is saying. There's preaching. There's this training by word, this warning. And then he says there's teaching in all wisdom, expounding and explaining the gospel in order to establish them in it. Now, I'm sure you must have noticed as we read the text, the triple reference to every man, warning every man, teaching every man, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That's obviously not accidental. There's something more than stylistic, that's more than something stylistic here. There's something important, something that Paul wants to get through to us. Again, in the context, he's dealing with a heresy that was seeking to create an elite in the church. The heretics presented a subtle message that they spoke of as being one of superior knowledge, superior light. It was for an enlightened elite. It was for an inside group. And Paul throws all that away and he looks at the church as a whole and he says, the gospel is for every man. There are no second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. The gospel is for every man in God's church.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.